The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 1st Chapter, text number 7, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 15th, 1974, in Paris, France.
Prayena munayu rajan nirvittya vidishedaka naigunnasthya ramantisma gunanu kathane hare. So, there is a stage which is called Paramahansa stage. At that time, one is not very strictly following the regulative principles. Not that they are not following, but they are above all regulative principles. But we should not imitate that. That now we have become Paramahansa, and we can neglect our regulative principles. No. The Paramahansa stage is described here. If you simply imitate that now I have become Paramahansa, I do not require to follow rules and regulations. But you must prove that you are Paramahansa. That what is that Paramahansa state? That is naigunnasthya ramanteshma gunanu kathane hari. His only business is to glorify Krishna. He does not do it. Not that I have become Paramahansa, let me eat and sleep. No, the symptom is that he cannot waste a moment without glorifying Krishna. That is Paramahansa. At that time, you can know that when you cannot remain even for a single moment without describing Krishna, then you can know that you are on the Paramahansa. No attachment, anything material, simply attachment for Krishna. Then you can give up the regular treatment. Not before that. Don't imitate. Unless you come to that stage, positive stage, it is not that simply negative. Negative means you must stand on a positive platform. Therefore, those who are sunnavadi, simply negative, the other day some Jain Buddhist came, he said that to become desireless. These nonsense people, they do not know it is impossible to become desireless. They are thinking, therefore they are disturbed, always. It is not possible to become desireless. That is negative portion, nirvana, that is Buddha philosophy, nirvana. Stop this material nonsense. But unless he has got positive activities, how he can give up this nonsense? Param Rishthani Vartak. He must give good engagement. Otherwise he'll go on committing all nonsense. Just like you have been given good engagement, duty worship and so many other things you are engaged. Therefore you have no time to divert your attention for nonsense things. And simply artificially, if you want to stop, no. The USA government, they try to stop this intoxication habit, LSD, millions of dollars. Not a single man was there. Not a single man. And here in Krishna consciousness, as soon as they come, immediately. Why? Parangrishtani vartate. When you understand that he is bitter in intoxication, why should I go to LSD? That is required. So here it is said, Prayana Munayo Rajan, my dear king, Nibhita Vidhi Nishad, Vidhi. Vidhi and Nishad, the two things. We say You chant Hare Krishna mantra and private, no illicit sex. Negative and positive. So, vidhi means do's and nishesh do-nots. So this is the beginning of life. Don't try to become paramahansa, munaya, from the very beginning. Then you'll fall flat. That is not required. When you actually be situated, naigunne. Naigunne means above the material nature. That is called naigunne. This material nature is called traigunne. Traigunna means three modes of material nature. Goodness, passion, and ignorance. So, when you become above these three gunas, then there is possibility of becoming noigunna. The Arjuna advised Arjuna, Straigunna Vishaya Veda, Nistraigunna Bhavarjuna. Vedas, they are dealing with these three gunas. Vedas giving direction according to the guna. Sattva-guna, Rajagun, Tamagun. The one who is in the Sattva-gun, for them there are six Puranas. Sattva-gun, Tamagun, Rajagun. 18 Puranas there are. Some of them are for the persons who are situated on the modes of goodness. And some of them are for the persons who are in Rajagun. And some of them are for persons of Tamagun. Just like in the Vedic Shastra, there is also recommendation to worship Goddess Kali. That is for the Tamagun, not for the Sattva-gun. For the Sattva-gun, the Vishnu Puran, Brahmanda Puran, Brahma Vaivarta Puran, Bhagavata Puran. According to, because knowledge has to be given to everyone, but according to his capacity. If one is in the tamogun, you cannot say, you cannot raise him immediately to the sattva-gun. Tamogun is meat eating, drinking. These are tamogun. The darkness. So, the Vedas has given chance then. Alright, you want to eat meat? Alright, you meat, eat meat, but offering to the Goddess Kali, Mindasiksha. It is not required, but the rascal will not hear immediately, therefore giving some concession. Alright, you can eat meat by offering sacrifice, not the cow, but one lower animal which is useless, like goats, generally goat and the chicken, they do that. But it is not meant for the sattva-gun. Sattva-gun's prescription is different, rajagun's prescription is different. On the whole, we are always mixed up with the sattva-gun, rajagun, tamagun. That is our material position. Therefore, sometimes we come to Krishna consciousness when we are in sattva-gun, again sometimes fall down. Tamagun attacks, rajagun attacks. So, we have to become above these gunas. Traigunna Vishaya Veda, Nistraigunna Bhavarjuna. Krishna advised him that you become above these three gunas. So, how it can be done? It can be done simply by hearing about Krishna. This is Naistari Gunyastha Ramante Sma Gunanu Kathane Hari. If you simply engage yourself, only hearing about Krishna, then you are Nistari. This is the problem. Simple, no other business. So we have given you so many books. Don't sleep, don't waste a single moment. Of course we have to sleep. We do sleep as much as possible. Eating, sleeping, mating and defending, reduce it. Nidrahara viharakadi vijito. That is the example given by the Goswamis. Nidra, ahara and vihara. Ahara means eating and vihara means sense enjoyment and nidra means sleeping. Nidrahara viharakadi vijito. That is spiritual platform. No more sleeping, no more eating, no more sex life. That is perfect. And one who can conquer over these three things, eating, sleeping and sex life, he is fearless. Ordinarily, there is no requirement of defense, because they can meet any situation. That is Paramahamsa state. Nidbhirta. Munaya, prayana munaya, rajan, nidbhitya vidhini. For them there is no regulation. Don't imitate that I've become some of our students exhibited. That there is no need of regulation. We are all Paramahamsa. Paramahamsana, rascal number one. Here is the test. When he will not be influenced by the material qualities, rajagun, satagun, tamagun, and the test is the nidraharu viharakadi vijito, the conquering of the sleeping. Nidra, first thing is mentioned there. Sleeping and eating and sense enjoyment. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Gunanu Kathani. These Goswamis, they are always writing books. Gunanu Kathani. Gunu, what is the writing books? When you write these books, what is that? They are simply describing the different activities and attributes of Krishna. Anukathane. Anu means not whimsically. Following the superior authorities. You cannot write anything which is not approved by the superior authorities. Therefore, we have to give examples, quotation from the Shastra, that what I am speaking, it is supported by the Shastra. Not that I have inventive power. I can write anything. That is nonsense. Anukathane. Anukathane means you must hear from the authority perfectly, then try to write. Not that you write whimsically, whatever you like. That is not allowed. That will not be accepted. Therefore, in the beginning, in this chapter, we learn this word that Bariyanesa Rajan. Bariyan Esati Prasna Kituloka Hitanganipo Atavisammatam. Atavisammatam. It is approved by the realized soul. Not that whimsically I do something, I do question something. No. It must be, the question must be approved by Atmavid, self-realized person, and the answer should be given by the self-realized person. Atmavid sammataha. This is wanted. So we have no independence. As in materially also, we have no independence. There is no independence. Either material or spiritual. But you falsely thinking to become independent, that is called illusion, maya. The rascals do not know that there is no independence at all, either materially or spiritually. Just like the outlaws, they have no independence, either criminally or civil. When he is a civil citizen, good citizen, there is no independence. And when he is criminal, there is no independence. So So why is thinking that I shall act this war criminally and become independent? That is not possible. And because they cannot understand it, they are rascal. What is thinking independence? That is illusion. Where is your independence? Illusion. Maya. When you are under the strict rules and regulation of the material nature, how you are independent? Devi-jhi-sha-gunami mama-maya-durattaya. They think that to surrender to Krishna, this is slave mentality. I shall remain free. But where is your freedom, sir? So there is so wrong. One is rascal, falsely thinking that is independent. There must be the regulative principle. He must observe the regulative principle within himself. In this way, when he is actually situated in the transcendental platform, that is called Naigunya Stha. Stha means situate. Tishtati, it is Stha. One who stays, not flickering, permanent. Naigunya. This Naigunya means devotional service. This is Naigunya. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Mancha Vyavicharini Bhakti Jogina Jar Sivati Sagunan Samatitaitan Brahma Bhuyakalva. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasuchati Natankati Samas Sarvesu Bhutesu Madhukti Ravati Para. Everything is there. So Naigunya means one who is 24 hours engaged in devotional service is in the Naigunya platform. Influenced by these material qualities. Mancha Abhyavichari. Abhyavichari means without any flaw, without any fault, simply according to the restriction or instruction of the Shastra and spiritual master, one is strictly following and engaged in devotional service, then he is Saguna Samatitvayetan. He can conquer or surpass over the three modes of material nature. And his stage is Brahma-bhūta. Brahma-bhūyāya-kalpata. So when you are actually on the Brahma, that everyone can say, I am now on the Brahma-bhūta. The symptom is there. You cannot cheat. Now what is that? Now, Brahma-bhūta-prasanna-ātmā. If you are actually on the Brahma-bhūta platform, then the symptom will be prasanna-ātmā, jolly, always. There are no more moroseness, always jolly. That is the first symptom. Oh, I am now free from the material clutches. Because as soon as you are actually engaged in devotional service, there are no more, and will say, punishment by the material nature. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Therefore, he is always jubilant, prasannatma. What is the meaning of prasannatma? Prasannatma means na sochati, na kankhati. He does not desire anything, does not lament for anything. That is Brahma Bhuta. If there is something lost, never mind. Krishna desired, lost, that's all. And if there is gain, he does not jump over, I have done this, I have done this, like monkey. No. Everything Krishna. I am engaged in Krishna's service. Suppose if there is some loss, so it is Krishna's desire. And if there is some profit, it is Krishna's money. I don't possess anything. Why shall I jump? Jump, of course, you can jump. We have gained so much thing, so many things for Krishna. That is another. So, na sochati, na kankhati, samas sarvesu bhuteshu. Then is equal to everyone. You understand that everyone is the spirit soul. Somewhere or other, he is entangled in this material body. So, because I am now madhbhakti, prasannatma nasurutati samasarvesu madhubhakti labhati. Then he is fit for transcendental service to the Lord. And after being liberated from this trayguna, three material, Himala has to be situated in the naistayguna. Here it is stay. Naigunya. Naigunya, naistayguna. The same meaning. Naigunasthya ramante, enjoys life. As soon as you come to the platform of Naigunya, without being infected by the three material qualities, then ramante, everything is a pleasure. Ramante yogina anante. Therefore those who are yogis, who are bhaktas, bhakta-yogi, they also enjoy life. It is not that we stick that don't enjoy senses. This is not enjoyment, this is bondage. This is bondage. Suppose I am enjoying either illicit or legal sex life. I become under bondage. Even it is legal sex life, I get children. There are so many things I have a duty to the children. So, either goodness or ignorance, this is bondage. This is bondage. Therefore, one has to become above the trayguna. That is called naiguna. Naigunasya, ramante. That's enjoyment. What is that enjoyment? Ramante yogina anante. That is not limited enjoyment for few minutes. No, anante, eternal enjoyment. Ramante yogina anante. And that is satya anande, that is real ananda, that is real bliss. When your ananda does not stop, it continues, that is real ananda. And the ananda or the pleasure, which is for few seconds or few minutes, that is not ananda. That is illusion. Real ananda is it will continue. It will never stop. It will never end. Therefore it is said, ramante yogina anante. Anante means unlimited. Ramante yogina anante. Satyananda, that is real happiness. Iti ramapade nasu parabrahma iti abhidhiyate. Because when we enter the platform of continuous blissfulness, ananda, that is the connection with, that is the meaning of Rama. The Rama Parabrahma. That means when one is situated in the service of the Parabrahma, then his life is successful. So here it is said, Naigunasya Ramantesma Gunanukathane Hari. Then, not a single moment is wasted without talking about Krishna. Vachamsi Vaikuntha Gunanu Varnane. In other places it is. Savai Mana Krishna Padaravindayo Vachamsi Vaikuntha Gunanu Varnane. So, practice this. First of all, fix up your mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. And that is called Savai Mana Krishna Padaravindayo. So if your mind is fixed up, then other senses will act, because other senses are acting under the leadership of the mind. Mind is your enemy and mind is your friend. When the mind is engaged in Krishna consciousness, that mind is your friend. And the mind, when it is engaged in other consciousness, that is your enemy. So you can create your mind, friend or enemy, according to your desire. If you fix up all else, the deity worship means to fix up your mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. All is worshipping Krishna. So therefore I am asking why there is no ankle bell. There must be ankle bell, the lotus feet of Krishna. So, if you fix up your mind, then immediately fix up your mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, immediately you are Nirgunasya, situated in the Nirguna, transcendental platform. In another place it is also said, Sinnatam Satatha Krishna Punna Savana Kirtana Riddhantastha Avadrani Vidunati Suhis Satam. Krishna is situated within your heart. He is your best friend. Sridham Sarvabhutana. He is always willing how your perfect welfare can be done. Krishna is so nice friend. I am taking the body of a hog, there is also Krishna advising me. And when I am in the body of a human being, there also Krishna is advising me. Krishna is so kind. Therefore, Sridhar Sarvabhutanam, he is friend not only of human being, in the hogs, dogs, cats, everyone. Sridhar Sarvabhutanam. This is the science one has to know. Bhoktaram jagatavasam sarvaloka maheshwaram and sridham sarvabhutanam gyatta mam shanti michyati. So everyone is trying to become leader of the society, sridham, welfare actor. But that is impossible because he is a rascal. How he can become their friend? The one's business is that he should make friendship with Krishna and advise others also to make friendship with Krishna. That is real leaders. That is real leaders. And the rascals are the he does not know what his own benefit and he has become a leader. Sanatana Goswami says, Apunar hitahit kichu nahi jai. Sir, I was minister and people used to say that I am a very learned scholar and this and that. But I was also accepting. But actually, since I have come in your contract, I thought that what kind of leader I am? I do not know what is beneficial for me. I am such a leader, I am such a fool. I do not know my own benefit and I want to become leader to lead others for benefit of life. A blind man, he does not think that he is blind. How he can lead others, other blind men? But this is cheating. All these leaders, so-called rascal leaders, they are blind themselves, they do not know what is the aim of life, and they become leader. And the leader, blind leader and the blind follower, they are all going to hell. This is the position of the one. So therefore, we should be careful that don't imitate that I have now become Paramahansa, I do not require to follow the rules and regulations, let me do whatever I like. Don't do that. The taste is there. Taste is there, here it is said, Gunanu Kathane Hari. When you are Paramahansa, then you have no other business than simply to hear about Krishna and chant about Krishna. Thank you.